It's Grand Ole Opry time, another big Prince Albert show, starring tonight Hank Williams.
Great big howdy to all our good friends and neighbors of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
And a great big howdy back to you, Hank. Well, we miss Red Foley, who's on a little vacation right now, but we're sure proud that you're pinch hitting for him, Hank. What do you say we call another Prince Albert chindig to order here with Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaire, String Bean, and the entire gang?
And we got us a welcome visitor this evening, too, neighbors. He's one of the nation's leading folk artists and a fine buddy of ours, Hank Thompson. Hi. But right now, let's all rear back and get ready for some funning with Hohenwald, Tennessee's leading citizen, Rod Brassfield. Yeah.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. That was plum. That there music was plum. That was plum. Well, that's what you sounded like, a bunch of plumbers.
Yeah.
Howdy, Mr. Hay.
Howdy, Rod.
I'm glad to see you.
Proud to be here.
Glad to see you, boy.
Thank you.
You pinch hitting for Mr. Foley tonight while I was on vacation, huh?
Pinch hitting? I just hope it don't strike out.
Well, by Ned, I'm glad to see you. You know something, Hank?
What's that?
I just come from the hospital.
You did?
Yeah, took my Uncle Sipe over to the hospital.
Well, what's the matter, flu?
Yeah, flu. And landed in a corn patch.
Did the doctor give him a prescription, Rod?
Yeah. He gave him a prescription. He told Uncle Sipe to take one pill before dinner and a drink of that good old Mountain Dew right after.
Right after, huh?
Yeah.
Well, is Uncle Sipe keeping up with the doctor's instructions?
Well, he's doing pretty good, Hank. Of course, he's behind a little bit on the pills, but he's 2 months ahead on the old Mountain Dew. You know something, Hank?
What's
that? Somebody stole his old dog the other day.
Run off.
Yeah, he had an old hound dog, a fine old hound dog, and somebody stole it, and he put an ad in the paper, and he had this ad read. He says, "Lost or stole one liver-colored hound dog will show signs of hydrophobia in 3 days," and the next morning his dog is back.
Bring him home.
Howdy, friends. Now, it's been wet today, ain't it? I'm telling you, I'm nearly web-footed. Hank,
yeah.
I want to ask you a question, old good buddy.
All right.
A question about grammar and correct English, you know, and correct speaking and stuff.
I'll tell you one thing, you come to the right feller, so shoot.
Yeah.
Right feller.
Well, now, if a horse is thirsty and you're going to give that horse some water, is it correct to say, "I'm going to water the horse"?
It certainly is. It's perfectly correct if you're going to give a horse water to say, I'm going to water the horse.
Yeah. Well, excuse me a minute. I'll be back in just a minute. I'm going and milk the cat.
Come back here, Rot.
Hey, Rot.
Oh, me.
Hey, Rot.
They tell me you went to see your mom and poppy down at the farm this week.
People
got a big farm?
Oh, we've got a big farm, Hank.
Great big enough.
Yeah. Well, what do you raise on it? Taters, boy.
Taters,
yes, sir. Well, Hank, we raise the biggest doggone taters in the whole county.
Now, you wouldn't kid me, would you?
No, I'm telling you, them Brassfield taters is the biggest taters, the finest taters, the best, handsomest, eatingest taters that you ever seen.
Well, now, if they all that good and they're that good and that big, I think I'll take me about 100 pounds of them, huh?
Yeah. 100 pounds?
100 pounds.
Are you kidding?
Nice.
You think I'm going to cut one of them taters in two? You know something, Hank? My dad had a lot of trouble last year with the crows.
Had a lot of trouble with them, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the crows would come up there and eat up his taters, see? But he got a big idea there one day, see?
Smart with them.
Yeah, and between every row of taters he planted a row of garlic.
Row of garlic?
Yeah.
I bet that fooled him, didn't it?
Yeah, it worked fine. The only thing is, now every time them crows open their mouths to call, Pa has to leave the field. Well, I'll be seeing you, Hank. I got to go see about my gal, Susie. Me and her was out riding the other night in my old Ford.
Out spooning?
Yeah, we was out sparking in my old Ford car, see? Yeah. And she says to me, says, Rod, let me drive. So I let her drive, and she's a good driver. Yeah, she just wheeled that thing like an old wheeler, boy. I says to her, I says, Susie, honey, I sure do like the way you drive. You're a good driver. You wheel that thing just like a veteran. You handle that thing just like a veteran. She says, yeah, but you ought to see me handle a veteran.
Oh, Hank, well, what do you suppose it is that makes Rod Brassfield such a funny guy?
Well, Grant, it's hard to say what makes a comedian as enjoyable as Rod is week after week, but now you take a smoking tobacco like Prince Albert, and that's a different proposition.
Shucks, we both know why P.A. is so enjoyable, pipeful after pipeful.
We sure do, Hank, and I'd say one of the biggest factors is that with Prince Albert smoking tobacco, the bite's out and the pleasure's in.
Of course, that's because PA is specially treated to insure against tongue bite. Man, that sure is easy on the tongue tobacco.
Yeah, and another reason why so many get so much from Prince Albert is the fact that it's crimp cut, and that means longer burning, smoother smoking, and extra pipe pleasure all the way.
So I'm advising all you men out there who really enjoy a fine smoke, why, just get yourself some Prince Albert as soon as you can. You'll see what we mean when we say PA is the national joy smoke.
The pipe is out and the pleasure's in when you smoke Prince Albert. It's especially treated not to bite your tongue. The pipe is out and the pleasure's in.
Well, friends, we have a young man visiting us tonight that's one of the top folk artists in the whole nation. So let's rear way back and give a great big Prince Albert welcome to Hank Thompson. Hey, Thompson. Well, Hank, we ain't seen you in a long time, buddy. I know you've been doing a lot of songwriting and recording and making appearances, so we're going to forgive you this time for staying away so long.
Well, Hank, to be honest, we have been pretty busy, all the Brazos Valley boys and I working down in Texas and Oklahoma and out on the West Coast, but you know, it's always a pleasure to come up here and be on the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, Hank, next time, don't stay away so long. And the best way you can redeem yourself for staying away so long this time is singing us that great hit song of yours I know everybody's waiting to hear, The Wild Side of Life. All right!
You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone, but there's something thing I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know the Lord made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know the Lord made honky-tonk angels. Make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
Oh, thank you a lot, now. Fine. Ain't that Hank Thompson something? Man, he's just as nice and pleasing as an after-dinner pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Tommy Jackson, you got yourself a pastel folk waiting to dance. So jump feet first right into that old fiddle dance tune called Dial Them Cabbies Down. Uncle Lou, come in here and call us, get it?
Hey, when the fiddle begins to ring, watch them boys and girls begin to swing. They take their partner and swing them around and take them to town. Take them down, move their wagon, move them, move the action track. Join hands and go to the party, grab and go see Joe. Yes, it's time. Ladies, step back and beat step in. Grab your hold and go it again. Hey!
Well, sir, we'd all like to quiet down a mic, and I don't know a better way to do just that than to all get together for a little hymn singing. I've picked one for you tonight that I hope you'll enjoy, called Let the Spirit Descend.
Let the Spirit descend like a beautiful dove, as it did that day. He was baptized by John in the river of Jordan, and God's voice like thunder said, this is my son. When John came preaching, preparing the way for Jesus the heaven King. If you only trust and believe in his word, you'll stand in God's kingdom and not be ashamed. Let the Spirit descend like a beautiful dove, as it did on Jesus that day. He was baptized by John in the river of Jordan, and God's voice like thunder said, this is my son.
Thank you, friends. Thanks a lot. Now, my eyes are pretty good and seldom play me tricks, so I can just bank on it that the fella coming our way is that good buddy of ours. So come on in, friend.
Now, look here, Hank Williams, you watch out. I'm going to sing now. So roll your own with good PA and take a puff or two. You get
wait
that.
Wait, now, look, that ain't fair, Grant. You poaching on my property now.
Well, I just can't help it, Hank, because every time I think about that fine crimp-cut Prince Albert and the way it rolls up so good in OCB papers, well, I feel like singing, too, that's all.
Well, I can't say that I blame you at all, Grant, because I feel the same way. Of course, we both know the reason why PA is such an easy-rolling tobacco for making cigarettes. Because it's crimp cut, that's why.
Yeah, it doesn't blow around, either.
Nope, and Prince Albert don't dribble out the ends, either. Man, she just sits there in the paper just as cozy as a covey of quail in the sunlight.
Roll your next makings with Prince Albert. It's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
So roll your own with it, PA, and take a puff or two. You'll get that extra smoking joy Prince Albert
brings to you. There's always a stir in the audience here at the Ryman whenever the Jordanaires start gathering around the piano, because it means that some of the finest spiritual singing ever heard will be coming forth. The boys have selected something within me to sing for all you folks tonight, so here they are, the Jordanaires.
Something within me got a hold of the rain. Something within me, oh, banishes pain. Oh, yes, something within me, oh, I can't explain.
That's something,
my Lord,
oh yes,
my Lord,
that burning desire. Have you that something,
my Lord,
sure enough, burning
Lord,
like fire. Oh yes,
my Lord,
if you have something,
my Lord,
we'll have it all the time.
One Monday morning, maybe Tuesday morning, one Tuesday morning, Thursday, Thursday morning, one Thursday morning, maybe Friday morning, yes, it's Friday morning, so feeling bad, so bad, heart heavy laden, oh yes, I bowed down my little head, yes I did,
he lifted my burden.
You know, I guess there's only one person in the world that could follow something good as the Jordanaires. And by golly, we got just that person. She's the gossip of Grinder Switch, Prince Albert's favorite princess, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, the spring has finally arrived. And already I've written me a spring poem. Here it is. It says, spring has sprung, no more freezing. Thaw out, fellas, it's time for squeezing. Spring is the time of the year when it's great to be young and pretty and alive. Trouble is, in my case, I can't prove any one of them. But this is the season that always makes the fellas say such nice things. Why, just this afternoon, I had a feller tell me I looked like a breath of spring. Well, he didn't say it in just them words. He said I looked like the end of a hard winter. But Uncle Nabob, he's been getting in an awful lot of trouble lately. The other day, him and Aunt Ambrosie. Now, that's Uncle Nabob's wife. That's Cousin Elmer's mammy is Aunt Ambrosie. Well, sir, him and Aunt Ambrosie was crossing the street in a car, come around the corner, just like Gruder's goat, and knocked poor old Aunt Ambrosie down, and that made Uncle Nabob just madder than a flogging hen. He said to the driver, I demand $100 for injuries to my wife. And the driver said, well, that's silly. She ain't hurt. Look at there. She's getting up. Uncle Nabob said, never mind that, son. Don't argue with me. Give me the $100, and if she ain't hurt, you can take another try at her. But one of them city fellers come down here a while back to get a job with Fludge Smead to help out with the milking. And the first morning, Fludge called him to get him up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the feller says, oh, no, you don't. You done hired yourself an honest man, mister. You don't catch me sneaking up on no cow in the middle of the night and stealing her milk. But we've been having more trouble with Brother here lately, I declare. Mammy wanted Brother to keep track of them old hens we got out there at Grinder's Switch to see which ones was laying and which ones wasn't. And she told Brother to mark one egg when it was laid and which one laid it. And Brother quit. He said he wasn't going to be bookkeeper for no old bunch of hens. Ain't no flies on Brother. He quit the job Steve Jones wanted him to have. He had him a job where he's sorting apples. All he had to do was put the rotten apples in this barrel and the good apples in this barrel. Brother quit. He said them decisions was killing him. Well, says a city feller come by the other day, and he was looking at Brother's new ducks. Brother's got him a whole passel of ducks come in here just recent. And the city feller says to Brother, says, well, son, how do you tell the ducks from the drakes? Brother says, I ain't never wasted no time worrying about that. I just put them all out there together and let them figure it out for themselves.
Oh, thank you, Minnie. Friends, what we want to know is everybody having a good time here at the Ryman? Huh? Are you? Well, we're having one up here on the stage, too. And you folks out there in the radio audience, we wish you could be here with us, of course. Now, you men can be right in spirit, kind of, just by lighting up a fresh pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And you'll be awful glad you did, because with Prince Albert, why, the bite's out and the pleasure's in. Why, there's more smoking pleasure in a pipe full of good PA than you'll find in a month of Sundays. I know most of you folks are sitting out there waiting to hear another number from our guest tonight. This young man has wrote and recorded a lot of hit songs. I'm not going to even introduce this next number. I don't think it needs any introduction. I'm going to let him start it and see if you don't remember it. Hank Thompson. Here he comes.
I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. Humpty heart is all the king's men could never put it together again. Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. A heart is a fragile thing. When dropped, it won't bounce a ring. It ain't no joke, cause when it's broke, no love song will it sing. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. I didn't think you were that sort. When I handed you my heart, you got it on a platter, but you let it shatter, my Humpty Dumpty heart. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. But when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart.
Well, folks, that fella you hear just picking the fool out of that five-string banjo is that long drink of water from down Kentucky way. It's Spring Beans, and his song is Cindy.
Hang on, children. Glad to see Miss Cindy lives way down south. She's a sweet honeybee, warm around her mouth. Get along home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now.
You know, folks, there's some songs you like to keep with you for a long, long time, just like you want to keep your pipe and your Prince Albert with you year after year. The song I have in mind for you tonight is a ballad that I wrote that's been awful good to me. I'd like to do for you, Cold, Cold Heart. Try so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops fall. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belong to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Well, friends, we're sorry we can't stay longer, but we'd rather you'd ask us next week again instead of wearing out our welcome all at once. Next week, we aim to come calling for you in the buckboard, same as always. And up front in the driver's seat will be one of the greatest stars the Grand Ole Opry has ever known. Pinch hitting for Red Foley, Mr. Ernest Tubb. Till then, this is Hank Williams saying thanks for everything, and if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll all see you again next Saturday night on Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry.
Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry came to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. And now enjoy music on the Camel Caravan, starring Vaughn Monroe on NBC.